To celebrate the opening of the Dubai Mall store 10 years in the region, Virgin has created the Virgin Megastore Festival 2011. It's hosting in-store a diverse range of local, regional and international talent from DJs, soloists, R&B singers, indie rock groups and alternative bands. Now, there's all sorts of independent artists, and the three-week festival is designed to help customers to discover the local music scene. And the music we're listening to, and we'll continue to hear all through the interview, is from one of the festival's big names. We are lucky to have in the studio now with us fashion DJ Pierre Ravan. He's one of fashion's first DJs and has played all over the world from some of fashion's most influential designers. Paco Rabanne, Dolce & Gabbana, Roberto Cavalli have all used Pierre's music to accompany their fashion shows. He has been made the official DJ for MAC, Estee Lauder, Sean John, and Donna Karan New York, to name a few. And he's been on the international DJ circuit now for well over a decade, and he's a respected DJ, producer, and remixer, and I'm sure his mixes are way more smoother than mine was just a minute ago. So, Pierre, welcome to the studio. And thank you very much for letting us play your music throughout the interview. Now, we've... As I mentioned before, your music has been described as spiritual house, and you're a bit of a pioneer for the genre. And for to those listening and that possibly aren't familiar with your music, and perhaps like myself, can you give us an example or explain to us, please, what is house and what is spiritual house?
That's a very good question, because sometimes there's a misunderstanding. When you talk about spirituality, people think, you know, it's kind of religious music or whatever, but it's not true. Spirituality in the first place, as I call it, spiritual house, it was the music that we wanted to have a very strong message throughout the music we were playing. And because the style of music we were playing was house music, which, as you know, it was at the time very underground. After the disco finished, the house music started. And for us, it was very important to give that effect of positivity, good message behind it, and obviously for all around the world. That's why important is that spiritual house means a music which is house, and it touches your heart regardless of the style.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about house music, it conjures up a lot of images of the 90s and big, you know, rave parties. Is that a fair definition of what house music is?
It's not. You know, the rave party started, but initially the reason we call it house was at the time that all the big DJs, like they started, like Frankie Knuckles, all these people, they were tired of this disco kind of, you know, Studio 54 or Paradise Garage. They started to have a party in their house. They wanted to have this 4x4 beat or togetherness. It was all about this love and peace. Actually, that's how house music was all about. It was a togetherness to be under one single room and play a beat. And then, of course, then it get extended. And if you, as you mentioned, underground or rave, why was that? Because people want to get out of their daily problem and get under one united force, and we call that house.
Well, it sounds beautiful. It sounds lovely. Now, we were talking before, and you're of Persian descent. But in my research to discover who Pierre Ravan is, you're described as global by nature. How did you develop the style that you have from spiritual house? And where have you drawn from? Where are your inspirations from?
You see, my first inspiration is the divine. Just to mention, because he is everywhere and everything, especially sitting in our heart. This is how I got my inspiration from. But to going back to what you said, musically, I never forget the first time, it was like maybe 18 years ago when the movie came out. It was The Last Temptation of Christ, and the music was done by Peter Gabriel. I was watching this movie and I totally went to tears. And the first thing I said, it was exactly 18 years ago, I said, I'm going to studio and I take this sample and make a track. And that was a track that I did. And it was the voice of a singer, name was Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. Maybe the young generation, we don't know who was the guy. He was a Sufi. And I made a track out of it. And the track became so big in the music community because it was different. It was not about all this sha-la-la-la-la. It was something strong, something different. And that's how my music started. Then I started to work with the Real World label in the future, which, you know, Real World is part of Peter Gabriel label, which is based in London.
Did you get in touch with Peter Gabriel?
Yeah.
Is that what you sent?
And it was not easy because in my last album, I had a track with Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, which name was Divine Energy, which now is licensed to Rehsani Music. Actually, it took me 2 years to clear the voice because Nusa Fateh passed away. Mm-hmm. And then we had to go through the legal thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was tough, but I'm happy at least I learned a lot from mm-hmm. it.
Do you describe yourself as, are you a musician? How do you describe yourself when you talk about your skill set?
I will say first I'm a DJ because this is what I live with. Mm. And then I will call myself a producer, but I will not call myself a composer.
Mm. Okay. I would have thought producers and composers are similar.
It's not, because producing is just you, is like a chef of orchestra. You orchestrated the whole thing and you have a knowledge of music. But composer, the people like I will call like even Peter Gabriel himself. I'm not in that level at all, mm-hmm. but I have this knowledge of composing, but I work with composer and I give them an idea and together we make that project happen.
Mm-hmm. So do you work with like the images of a DJ, is the scratch and
I
of,
started
the,
at that.
Of the vinyl, you did that?
Yeah, and I loved it. And actually we had now a discussion with our dear Olya, the mm-hmm. PR of Virgin, uh-huh. that about how the vinyl is coming back. And actually, mm-hmm. Virgin people, they are the first one that are bringing back this culture of vinyl, which I really am impressed.
In the store, okay.
They will do that in the future, which mm-hmm. I'm really, really impressed. And that was the time that you touched the vinyl. It was like, touch with the music. It was not the laptop and involved with that. I think you'd put it in auto cue, just put it, it's mixed. Fantastic.
So paused itself there.
No, and that's how it is. I still play on vinyl, but I have to tell you is that club do not provide you turntables.
Oh, okay. So it's all on MP3.
No. They provide you the computer stand. Actually now I play on CDs because they still have the CD players.
Okay. And how does that work?
You still, the CD players still have the option of the vinyl. Means you can not scratch, but you can still work the mm-hmm. same way.
Yeah.
But the touch is there. Still you mix. Still you're in touch with people.
And do you think that DJs have to have an understanding of that old school vinyl way of mixing to be a good DJ?
I think honestly, yes. I think the new generation of the DJ, they have to remember that DJing was vinyl and will still remain that technique, mm-hmm. which means you touch the vinyl, you mix. Because all the new computer generation DJs, it's very not DJing. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important. It's not to judge them or mm-hmm. to criticize them, but it's good that they're aware that DJing is not laptop for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you currently play in Prague's glam nightclub Zazazu, and when in Dubai you play for places like Armani Fashion, Overdose Parties, but in this trip to Dubai you're working with the Virgin's first Megastore Festival. Just tell us how you got involved with Virgin and the role you're playing.
You see, what is important to know, there is a label named Daxa, which is an independent music label, which is part of the Virgin Group. When they really opened the label, I was one of the first artists, which means they had one maybe Virgin Megastore in City Center and they started to expand. I had a very, very good relationship with these people because, they supported by all means all their artists. And I was their artist represented by Daxa, which is part of the Virgin, as I said, independent label. And till today, just to it's my ninth project with them, which I will tell you about the project. And this time, when they decided to do this Virgin Megastore Festival, it was an amazing idea because, they are like now supporting all the local talent. Mm. And when they started to do that for the 15th of September, it was something which was new because they were opening. And I love the idea. They say, listen, you have now your new album, which is the new Caravan that you're playing, named Evolution. And they say, listen, you have your album launch and it's exactly the time we're doing the festival and we are doing mostly a new talented. Would you like to be part of the project? And I loved it. And what I'm impressed about it is that they have this ideology to support a new upcoming artist. Of course, they had a couple of big in lineup, which I will tell you later. They have somebody for Juliana Down that she will perform in Dubai Mall, and she's a big artist there. But the thing is that they have also a lot of new local talent which they started, and I think it's a beautiful approach.
Mm-hmm. And would you be called a veteran as far as your craft as a DJ? Would you consider yourself a veteran of the industry?
I think yes. I mean, in the humble
let's not give away your age or anything.
In the very humble way, yes. Because imagine when I came to Dubai in '96, people were listening to Eurocheese, or it was a pop music. It was one club.
Now I know Eurocheese. I'm a fan.
And we were starting house music, and people were coming in. What is this? Bang, 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 and everything. And we were starting a party in Embody and Soul. And to attract people, we had this slogan: bring your body, we will provide you the soul. Everybody said, who's this guy? What are you talking about? What kind of soul they were providing us? And we had slowly and slowly from 96, how many years? 15 years we're building this house music community. And look today, you open the Infusion magazine, you have all parties and everything coming up.
Now we have to go to a break, but we have Pierre Ravan here, and he is here to answer any questions you may have. So text them in on 4001, and we'll be back and we'll get more details about the Virgin Mega Store Festival.
Stay in the loop on your morning commute with the UAE's most popular morning show, The Business Breakfast.
The UK has worse debt statistics than Spain, yet the UK is no under pressure by the markets, and Spain is under significant pressure by the markets.
The Business Breakfast with Malcolm Taylor and Brandy Scott. Weekday mornings from 6, only on Dubai Eye 103.8. Serious about business.
Attention contractors and consultants, this announcement could change your world. Now Desco is offering A0 copies for as low as one dirham without compromising on quality or service.
Yes, believe it. Desco, with more than 10 customer-friendly locations across the UAE, supported by experienced and dedicated manpower using the most advanced equipment to meet your printing requirements. Visit DescoOnline.com or call 800-DESCO. That's 800-33-726. Desco, your ultimate printing solution.
Join Club Nina at La Meridian Mina Siyahi Beach Resort and Marina this month and reap the rewards by saving 20,000 dirhams. From complimentary room nights to exclusive discounts and savings on a range of services and treatments. Plus, Club Nina members have access to a private beach, kids club, tennis courts, swimming pools and more. And if you join by October 31st, you'll save 20,000 dirhams. Terms and conditions apply. Contact Club Nina for information. Call 04 318 1420.
At Zerotec Document Solutions, we don't like to blow our own trumpet. But when we were awarded the 2010 Consultant of the Year at the SME Advisor Middle East Stars of Business Awards, we felt compelled to bring out the brass. Blow your business's trumpet and polish your documents with Zerotec Document Solutions, your trusted document advisor. For all your Xerox products and services, Google Zerotec UAE. That's X-E-R-A-T-E-K. Or visit ZerotecUAE.com. Now, where's that trumpet?
Saturdays from 5, join Tom Urquhart and friends on The Grill. 3 hours of all things sport from around the globe.
So it's because of the fans that we're actually playing that style of rugby, so it suits us.
So you're confident that South Africa will win the World Cup?
No.
Maybe not the most convincing of starts against the Welsh, but seem to have the train back on track.
Yeah, well, the tier one teams, all of them started pretty bad. That's a sign of a good side, is if you can get yourself back on track. So I don't know what England's going to do.
The Grill, Saturdays from 5 p.m. in association with Barasti, the only venue to watch the Rugby World Cup, exclusively on Dubai Eye 103.8.
This is Siobhan Live with Desley Humphrey.
And that is just a taste of some of the music by Pierre Ravan, the DJ, fashion DJ, who is joining me here in the studio. He's, of course, at the Virgin Megastore Festival. And before the break, Pierre, we were talking about, you know, your role in the industry and how important this festival of music is for the region. And I was asking you whether you considered yourself a bit of a an establishment in the house music industry. How important is it for you to connect with the up and comings in the music business?
It's very, very crucial and important, because I believe there is also an evolution in the music. If I am, let's say, the old school guy, I can also learn for a new talent. You know, it's the understanding that with connection with them, I can get something out of them as well. And I believe there is so many new talents coming up. And when I see their new production, I think I will really love to support them. Mm. At the same time, to share my experience with them, but at the same time also to get their evolution, which they go through it. You understand what I'm saying?
So when you were starting, it would have been, you wouldn't have had anyone to look up to or any support because it was brand new.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And imagine at that time nobody supported me because it was a big competition. I think a little bit differently. I think it's all about music and it's all about people. Who play the music, it doesn't matter. That's why if tomorrow I will be able to share my experience with a new talent and open up a point which can help him to develop his music, I will be more than happy. Mm-hmm. And actually, this Virgin Megastar Festival, it's a good awareness to say to the young talent, don't worry, there are people to look after you as well.
Mm-hmm. And as far as, you know, your experience goes, who would you say your music is aimed at, and how does playing a festival in a shopping mall differ from, playing in a club or, say, a fashion parade?
Actually, you say something is amazing. I was talking to the Virgin people about it. You know, the level of energy was amazing. Imagine I was playing in the mall. I had all sort of people coming.
How many people are coming?
Actually, it was not packed, but the people were coming. They're looking at me, what the hell this guy's doing up there banging, you know, in the middle of the day. And I had people coming, mothers especially, with their kids standing there, and I was saying, get away, the sun is too loud for your child. And I had some local people standing there, and I had actually a lot of people coming even trying to dance. And a new generation standing looking at me, trying to listen to my mix. If I messed up, to criticize me, that was my feeling maybe. I'm just kidding. But bottom line, I think the level of energy was good. You could get all sorts of people. Mm-hmm. I think the idea to make this as an annual, which is planned to be done, is very good. Maybe expanded to do in the mall and also outdoor to give a possibility for people to chill. But it's amazing when you enter in the mall and there is a DJ playing and you are shopping. It's much more pleasant to see it than having just the live music playing. Mm-hmm.
Your passion is just, you know, it's infectious, you know, hearing you speak about your music, which is wonderful. Most artists, you know, do have that passion when they're talking about their work. But, in reality, is there a sense of, do you have any problems playing, you know, at a nightclub versus a fashion parade versus a shopping mall? Are there any kind of stigmas attached to where and who consumes your music?
You see, that's a very good question to ask, because people like myself, that I may call myself an organic guy, you know, I don't drink or whatever. I consume a lot from the energy of the people. It means if I go to the club and the negative crowd will be there, trust me, even as a veteran, I will not play good. It happened to me. And I sweat and I say, what's the matter with me? And it's exactly the energy I got from people I give back. That's why when I play for the club, it's much more difficult because it's all the connection. Of course, in the mall, you have people, somebody come and make you faces, what the hell are you doing? And fashion shows, mostly is very difficult because fashion designers are very difficult to deal with. They are like, I don't know, they are like
how do you work
my grandmothers.
But how does that process work? I'm sure everyone's interested in, you hear about the creative process of fashion, but music is a very important element to the show.
Most important. You know what happened? For example, one of the later designers that I work with, and I was actually playing for him in Cannes a couple of weeks back, Mr. Galliano. What he does, for example, they show me the collection 2 months before coming for the live. And they say, listen, this is my collection, make a music for that. And guess what? 4 times per year, the collection change means my music has to change. Mm-hmm. One is more darker, one is more happy, one is more old school, one is more really tough. And I had to come up with that. And I have to mix it live when they put on the runway. And guess what? Or they love you or they hate you. Fashion designer, they are not very stable people. Or they are so much in love or they hate your guts. That's why so far I was lucky that they didn't hate me yet.
Well, musicians and artists can also be described as that. But you seem very stable. You seem very calm and you seem very at peace. And I like the description of your music, Spiritual House. But has it always been like that for you? Have you had to go through a transformation?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I believe in one thing. Everything is about change. Everything, everybody should change. There is nothing stagnant. That's why the name of my latest album is Evolution. We go from devolution to revolution. I don't want to go very poetic about it, but I think I change a lot. But you know, the change come when you want to change. Nobody can change you. And I feel I change a lot. I learned a lot for life. I learned a lot for my business. I was very fortunate to have very important people in my life who did help and give me that power for change. And today, as a person which I don't mind to share, I'm 43 years old, I have to say I would have changed much more earlier than that. And this is what I feel that the young generation should realize for sure, mm-hmm. that you have to change. Respect everybody, do not judge everybody, be what you are, give to the community what you can't.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of advice would you give to, you know, somebody listening now who's got ambitions of being able to play and create this kind of music in the nightclubs or for fashion artists? What advice would you give
them?
The
first thing is humility. You know what, I know a lot of DJs now, they're listening to my radio interview. I know them all because I was there when they came and came. Humility is the main thing, to understand that there's one community, we should be as a family and supporting and give something back to the community. Especially, listen, we're living in UAE. It's a lovely place. We have to give back to the UAE the same way we get from this country. It's a reciprocal action. My advice is be humble, be in your heart, be yourself, give what you can, do not judge, and just be united all together for the sake of something positive to the audience. Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the technical skills behind your craft or your art, where do you suggest people should start?
You see, first of all, the first thing is, I think DJing you cannot learn in university, or you have it in your blood, you don't. Okay, technically.
Is that like rhythm?
I think not only rhythm, is something in you, it's like art. You cannot become an artist in university. And I think that's the first thing, but technically, I would recommend they start with vinyl, and then the rest mm-hmm. will be very easy. But I have to say just one thing, that there are a few good companies here that I work with. One of them is people like, they are like Ohm Records, which I might do the launch party of my new caravan with them. Mm-hmm. There are still people who support that kind of community of the real DJs, real clubbing and everything. Means Dubai has this aspect of quality as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's a process though, isn't it? You talk about evolution, but following your dreams and becoming a DJ, like, it's pretty hard to convince your parents, I would have thought, to, you know, I'm going to be a DJ.
You know what?
Do you have to have a business brain as well, I guess I'm trying to ask?
I think I had. Mm. Just to let you know something, maybe you will laugh. I'm a mechanical engineer mm-hmm. as a study, and I finished my master in marketing and I did my sound engineering. And guess what? And I did a lot of business as well with music, you know, mm. I was saying to compilation, everything. And I realized that for me, DJing, the reason I'm still up there is because it's my mission in life. Mm-hmm. It's not just a, you know, hobby. Mm-hmm. And when it became your mission, then one day, up and down, you just accept it and you just move on.
I guess that's a fortunate thing about people who, you know, people who are successful often have that common theme that they love what they do, and that's, they've found something that they love and they've been able to make it their dream and be good at it.
And accept if one day they fall down, that's the meant to be strong and not get away from their path.
Well, Pierre Ravan, thank you very much for joining us. You have been listening to Pierre Ravan's new CD, which of course is called Evolution, Caravan Evolution. And you can find that in the Virgin Megastore, of course, where Pierre is. Pierre, how long are you going to be playing until the end of the festival?
No. I play on Saturday, the 1st of October. Uh-huh. But the good thing is, guys, do not lose the opportunity. The festival is on till the 7th of October.
Yeah.
And you know, the band Juliana Down, performing on the 7th, and it's between 6 and 8. Go down there, support it. It's lovely.
And anyone can get all the details from the virginmegastore.me website. Now I have to say adieu, and we can go now to